All right, 753 FM Talk 106.5 in time for the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report brought to you by McCoy Outdoor Company. They got the gear you need. If you're starting to think about hunting season this fall, they got that gear. And, of course, the gear you need to go on the water. Get the stuff that my buddy Captain Bobby Abrascato uses when you go see him at McCoy Outdoor Company just west of 65 on Spring Hill Avenue. Morning, Bobby.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good.
And congratulations, by the way. You finally beat me one time on the...
I was gonna save that for the end of the segment, and you went ahead and cut the knees out of it. I had a full like fanfare ready to celebrate the big win, but you just went ahead and took the knees out right in the beginning.
I wanted to go ahead and get the pain over with.
Okay, well, we'll see. You said last week we made our annual wager here on what the winning weight for speckled trout would be, and Bobby, you said...
Yeah, Bobby went with 8.4 last week. Sean went 7.4. The winning trout, 7.32 pounds.
So, man, I'm telling you what, that's just about hitting it on the head right there.
If that trout would have just eaten one croaker before they had caught it, I might have been... Right on the money, but
would that mean that you'd win double if you hit it dead nuts?
I think so. I think I get the bonus round multiplier. All right, let's talk about the rodeo in review and fishing after the rodeo. It seems like you have this high point, this peak on the rodeo, but there's still plenty of summer ahead of us.
Absolutely, plenty of summer. Even though the last couple mornings it hadn't really felt like late July, but. Yeah, that's not going to change the water. Unfortunately, it's not going to change the water temperature enough to change the pattern. You know, so yeah, you're right. You know, of course, we have the rescheduled Young Anglers Tournament this weekend, and looks like the weather's going to be pretty good for it. And the real good news is, man, we cycle in. If you keep up with the tides, we cycle into this really good tide cycle to where we're coming out of the nip today, and we're at the stage of the tide cycle now to where it starts falling right at daylight. And like we've talked about a number of times. Before, that's when the magic happens, because you get daybreak and you get a tide change, both those things happening first thing in the morning. And man, that's when the bite can be really good if you make the right move, and you know, if you're around the fish, they should really bite right at daybreak here for the next several days.
Yeah, that's you're always wanting, telling us you're looking for a tide change, looking for water movement, but it does get amplified, I guess, with that happening at daylight.
That's right, because you're starting, actually, both of their new days. You got, daybreak, which if you're not fishing around lights, that's when the trout will really start to feed. They'll be an ambush, sight-feeding type fish. They're going to need a little bit of ambient light to see their prey, and then you get, the motivation of the tide change, which kind of starts a new day, and both of those happening at the same time is the reason that triggers it. And it's not just with trout. That's just about any inshore species. You're going to have that same situation going on. So we talk a lot about trout, but that's same with flounder, redfish, even mackerel, which I guess kind of consider an inshore species this time of year, So all of that stuff happens right at daylight with this tide cycle.
You mentioned redfish, and we hadn't talked about how the red fishing has been this summer a whole bunch. Kind of walk us through what you're seeing.
Well, what's happening right now, they're in this gathering up stage to start moving offshore to spawn, and that's when you stumble across these massive schools of spawning bull red size fish. We came across one this Friday of the rodeo, just where you had literally probably an acre of just redfish stacked together like cordwood. And I don't know if everybody's done it, but a lot of people have come across that. And that's what's going on with that. Those fish will gather up and they'll move offshore to spawn. Then when it starts to cool off at the end of September, you'll see them move back into the bars at the mouth of the bay and so forth. But that's when you see these giant schools of redfish. And when you hit on one of those, you talk about some action. I mean, that's when it gets crazy, because there's so much competition in the school and they're so big, you can just about throw anything out there and you're going to hook up, and multiple hookups. Everybody that casts is going to catch a fish.
Yeah, they always ask, what are those bull reds biting? And I said, hooks.
Yeah, be careful, man. Don't put your feet in the water. They'll hit those too.
That's for sure.
That's exactly what goes on.
All right, Captain Bobby, somebody wants to get a trip booked here in the remaining summer, or even talking fall fishing. How do they do it?
Put you in the mood. The weather we've had the last couple of days kind of gets you thinking about it, doesn't it? That fall fishing, just go to ateamfishing.com, and you can either hit us on the email or just give us a call on the phone number that's on the website, ateamfishing.com.
As always, man, I appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay, old buddy. Talk to you soon.
Captain Bobby Abrascato and the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report, brought to you by McCoy Outdoor Company. Hour number 3 on the way next.